Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and a privilege to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic, my friends, and that topic is simply the popularity contest. The popularity contest. Doesn't matter who you are, I'm sure that you're familiar with the popularity contests. We've had them and participated in them in some forms all our lives. The homecoming king and queen, the prom king and queen, the captain of the football team, the senior class president in high school, all of those titles are a reflection of popularity. It was never the least popular person that won those distinctions. On the contrary, it was always the most popular. We also see popularity contests play out in everyday life. When it comes to politics, those politicians that we see campaigning across the country, they're really participating in a magnified popularity contest. The brands on the shelves at stores and in the department stores, in shopping centers, they're all a part and participating in a popularity contest. They want us to purchase their brands because they want us to feel as if their brand is the most popular. And everyone loves popularity. By the same token, my friends, as you are working as an intern or regional or an independent associate with Success Training Institute, in order to build and grow your specific division, it's going to require adapting to those principles of popularity. POP is our acronym for today to remind us of the three key components we need in order to make our business models more popular. When we're making that presentation to cause people to say yes because they connect with the popularity. The P in our POP acronym reminds us of the importance of promotion. Yes, my friends and neighbors, of the importance of promotion. As a business leader, you've got to become a walking, talking, living, breathing advertisement for whatever product or services you are selling. In this case, when you're communicating the power of soft skills training through Success Training Institute, you want to outline it on social media. You want to do everything you can to promote it by way of business cards, company t-shirts, and then most importantly, through the commercial conversation. A commercial conversation is simply a dialogue with a purpose. It's when every time you communicate with others that you've got the company business model as a talking point. You're discussing the benefits of participating in the internship or the benefits of purchasing soft skills training for their family members or even for themselves. You're discussing it by way of that commercial conversation, which means you're saying that you're not going to have too many conversations whereby what you do does not come up. That's one of the ways that business thrives is because people working within an organization have mastered the art of the commercial conversation. That O in our POP acronym reminds us of the importance of outperforming. At some point, we all have to prove ourselves with our performance. Remember back in high school, the captain of the football team was usually the best player. He was not the guy that skipped practices, and he wasn't the guy that didn't know the plays. On the contrary, he performed and he lived up to the expectations of his team and, more importantly, the expectations he's got for himself. Think about it. What ways do you want to excel in advance? What goals have you set that you want to achieve this week or this month? Then I always say implement that ER rule, that we work a little harder, a little smarter, a little longer, and become a little stronger. We're not competing necessarily against the other individuals within the organization. We're really competing against ourselves. Are we better than we were last week, last month, last year? Are we better than we were when we started working on this journey? If the answer is yes, then you're going to become better because you're going to learn the art of outperforming. Then finally, my friends, that last P in our POP acronym reminds us of the importance of participation. Some people believe and may have the impression if they're getting the opportunity to work from home, home base never means homebound. Just because we get the ability to walk around in PJs and sip lattes, that doesn't mean that's what we do all day long. On the contrary, we want to make sure that we're getting out, that we're communicating, that we're at the events and at functions where people are going to be. Remember the most popular kids in high school? They were the ones that went to every football game. They went to the basketball games. They went to the baseball games. They never missed a pep rally. They never missed a special event at school. They were part of the volunteer committees. They were everywhere. And because they were everywhere, that's how they became so popular. By the same token, my friends, when there's an event going on campus and or in the community, make it a point to present and promote what you do at those events. And then when you're there, you want to be able to recruit and as well as be able to bring on customers and do the kinds of things necessary to be actively participating. And that active participation wins. We see it in politics. The best politicians are campaigning from coast to coast. They're stopping in city after city. They're at every single event. They're shaking hands and kissing babies. They're not forgetting the importance of that human interaction that comes through active participation. Yes, we can participate on social media. It's important. Equally as important is the participation that we've got by getting out and meeting people, shaking hands, making eye contact, building the interpersonal skills that make sure that we can win every time. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I'd love to know. You can leave a comment underneath the podcast or simply like Success Training Institute on Facebook. If you're a first-time listener and someone sent you this podcast, contact them to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you're working full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.